From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
We are live from NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, little stock tips for you this morning. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. It is Thursday, March 13th, 2008. I'm just not even looking at my 401k now.
Don't look at it. Just lock that one away.
Nice mail from someplace. Here's the shredder. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, and don't go to Europe anytime soon.
Actually, my niece...
Or Japan.
I know, my niece is going actually on Friday, and I thought about, should I give her money? And I was like, that's going to bankrupt me, man.
I know. It makes me want to dig out. I have this collection of old coins, you know, for my study abroad program and when I lived over there. And they just sit around. But now I'm thinking, man, I'm going to go change those things. Make some money.
I know. Now, if you've been following the stock market and it just bounces off your head, you're not that interested. Well, let me tell you, we've got another edition of Make Me Care. Yeah, you saw the headlines about the Dow being up 400 points and then it crashed and then something about $200 billion and blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. Daniel Gross from Newsweek magazine and Slate, a returning Make Me Care champion, will come back one more time and try to get us to give a hoot.
Also, a new blog is collecting the dreams that you all out there are having about presidential candidates. Come on,
admit it.
We know you are. Maybe you're not. But there are some really interesting dream vignettes on this website. We're going to talk with the blogger and hear some of these dreams that people are posting about.
And a new book, really a fascinating book called Cheer. It's all about competitive cheerleading. This young woman who was a journalist for Jane Magazine, she wrote an article about it, and she just got so interested and involved in the lives of these young men and women and their competitive cheerleading and the issues that they go through, from eating disorders to injuries what an athletics... It's not considered a sport by most colleges, but what amazing athletes these people are. She's going to stop by our studio. She's actually having a book reading in New York City tonight, and she's traveling across the country as well. We'll speak to her. We'll also have the latest headlines and the most in just a minute. But first, the woman who met disgraced New York Governor Eliot Spitzer in room 871 at the Mayflower Hotel has been identified. The New York Times says the 22-year-old woman whose alleged meeting with a Democratic governor led to his resignation was born in New Jersey as Ashley Humans. The Times says she now is an aspiring singer living in New York City who changed her name to Ashley Alexandra Dupre.
Dupre has already appeared once in federal court. Her lawyer says she's been subpoenaed to testify in a grand jury investigation. She's expected to testify in the case against the people who are charged with operating a prostitution ring that she allegedly worked for. It's called the Emperor's Club VIP. Dupre herself has not been charged with wrongdoing.
A MySpace page reportedly belonging to Dupre shed some light on her personal story. On it, she writes, "My path has not been easy. When I was 17, I left home, left a broken family, left abuse, and I have been alone. I have abused drugs. I have been broken homeless, but I survived on my own. I am here in New York because of my music, and I love who I am. If I never went through the hard time, I would not be able to appreciate the good ones. Cliche, yes, but I know it's true." End quote.
And the aspiring singer offers up a song on her MySpace page as well. It's called What We Want. Here's a clip.
Would you stay true if someone tried to take me from you? Oh, boy. I know what you want. You've got what I want.
Today, we're also learning more about the prostitution ring in which Dupre and Spitzer were allegedly involved. According to screen grabs of the Emperor's Club website, which has since been taken down, the service charged clients up to $5,500 an hour for time with its so-called models, with prices depending on a woman's rating from 3 to 7 diamonds. The site explains, quote, "Fees vary according to individual's education, sophistication, and ambiance created by each of our models." It also offered gift certificates upon request.
An FBI affidavit says the ring operated in New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, London, and Paris. The affidavit also includes a transcript of a phone conversation between Ashley Alexandra Dupre and her boss at the Emperor's Club moments after Spitzer allegedly left Dupre's room.
Dupre reports that the meeting went well and says, quote, I don't think he's difficult. I mean, it's just like, whatever. I'm here for a purpose. I know what my purpose is. Now let's get more of today's headlines.